The Mishnah in Perek Kinyan Torah tells us that one of the 48 things through which Torah is acquired is minimizing sicha, miut sicha. The simple meaning of this is that for one to acquire Torah, one must reduce the amount of sicha betela, unnecessary speech, speech about things that are mabekach, not important. And obviously, because one, it wastes time from learning Torah, and two, it interrupts the flow that's necessary for probing and plumbing the depths of Torah. But there is another meaning, which is suggested by the Rambam in Hilchos Deos. The Rambam, writing in Perek Beis Halacha Dalid, tells us that La'olam yarba adam b'shtika, v'lo yadaber ela'o b'dvar chachma o b'dvarim shetzarech lahem l'chayei gufo. A person should, in general, try to be quiet more and not speak except for about matters of wisdom or things that are truly necessary. He cites the example of Rav, the student of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, who never spoke Sicha Betela. Chazal even tell us that even the Sicha Betela of Talmidei Chachamim is laden with Torah, as little as that Sicha may be. But then the Rambam continues and tells us that this is not only true about Sicha Betela itself. V'chein b'divrei Torah v'divrei Chachma yiyu divrei ha'chacham me'atim v'inyanei merubim. That when one teaches, communicates Torah, it should be with fewer words, and the words should contain a lot of content. V'hu shetzivu chachamim v'amru la'olam yishane adam l'talmido derech kitzara. A person should always teach his students in a concise and a precise fashion. And anything more than that is foolishness. There is another meaning, I think, to Sicha B'Teila, which is that a person who's engaged too frequently in speech never learns the value of listening. There is a proverb that is attributed to a Greek philosopher that the reason that we were created with two ears and one mouth is that we should listen twice as much as we speak. In order to study and to acquire Torah, one has to have a good ear. One has to be receptive to listening to what is being said. And one of the ways of breeding that character is to minimize in the amount of sicha. Finally, in a totally different approach to this, the Tiferes Yisrael understands that miut sicha, as opposed to all of the previous interpretations, doesn't mean minimizing sicha, but it actually means that miut sicha, a small amount of sicha betela, is actually important for acquiring Torah. That in order to put a person in a proper frame of mind, to have yishuv hadas, to have the calmness, sometimes a person does in fact need to engage in a little bit of lighthearted speech. And the Tiferes Yisrael here is teaching us something very important. That not only is diligence and hard work necessary to acquire Torah, but a person has to be in an emotionally settled place. A person has to have a certain kind of balance of what it means to be a human being. And hence, one should not have too much sicha, but also a miut sicha is necessary for the acquisition of Torah.